Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The Packers back out on the practice field earlier today in the rain. And Jordan Love, your starting quarterback, did join the team outside in the proceedings, in the downpour. Gotta think that portends good things for his ability and chances of playing on Sunday. Don't think the medical team would be letting him run around in the rain if that groin was going to be an issue. So, good, positive steps forward, absolutely. And pretty much across the board, taking a look at the injury report today, you got a bunch of guys back out on the practice field, including Josh Jacobs, Elgton Jenkins, we mentioned Jordan Love, and obviously Rashid Walker as well. Of course, trouble in paradise on the guys not participating. Jair Alexander still not out there, along with Josh Myers and Evan Williams. That is that's some tough stuff right there. You have to think those guys will hopefully be out on the practice field tomorrow in a limited basis. I know Josh Myers has gone these past couple weeks while dealing with numbers of different injuries, so I feel pretty confident that he'll be able to go. But if he's not, it'll be very interesting to see how they juggle the offensive line. Got to think we'll see some semblance of what we saw when Josh went down late a couple weeks ago, where Elgton slid over to center, probably put Sean Ryan at left guard and Jordan Morgan at right. But we'll see. They obviously have a plan for it. They'll be thinking about and talking about it all week. But something to keep an eye on, because I know a lot of eyes have been on Jair and Evan Williams for good reason. Totally understand why. But the Josh Myers injury is not insignificant. And if there's a, something where they can't get him on the field and they have to go with a reconfigured offensive line, it's something to watch against a Detroit Lions defense that is playing very, very well. And on the flip side, the Packers defense, we all saw how things really kind of fell apart once Evan Williams went out of the game last week. And you add in Jair Alexander not being out there, and man, that would be tough work for a team going up against a Lions offense, which is just insanely efficient. Now, I know Jared Goff has gotten a lot of kind of shine, praise, headlines, whatever, for good reason. He's playing lights out, incredibly efficient ball. Obviously, this offense runs through that running game. They are incredible at keeping ahead of the sticks and playing efficient football. When they, being the Packers defense, get Jared Goff into some obvious passing situations, they have got to get him off the spot. They cannot let him play in rhythm. And that's something they did a pretty surprisingly good job of in Detroit last year on the Thanksgiving game. You guys remember they caused a number of turnovers. Goff fumbled and the Packers took advantage of those opportunities. Not saying that's got to happen again, but clearly playing a bit of dial of coverage behind a rush that has to make him uncomfortable. And we've seen that four-man front for the Packers hasn't been lights out in that regard. I have to think Halfley will have intermittent kind of pressure looks where he's trying to keep Goff guessing, but ultimately you got to be able to get him at least a little bit uncomfortable on third down, on passing downs, obvious passing situations, or else it's going to be a long day at the office. It's going to get late real early at Lambeau on Sunday if the Packers are unable to do that. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone mixing it up. Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? How are you, man? Sandy's here. Hi, Sandy. Preston, thanks for joining us on Facebook. Appreciate you. Let's give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the description of this video. And I hear you, Aaron, where is it available? Is it available in Wisconsin? You bet it is, along with 42 other states and Washington, D.C. Big game tonight. And as I said yesterday here on Daily, I'm going to give you a quick look at how I go, you know, looking at all the stuff that's available on Prize Picks, how easy it is. Here's my quick little look at picking my lineup for tonight. Hey guys, so I promised you I would take you through my setting of a lineup here on Prize Picks, and you know, good game tonight, Texans versus Jets. I think Texans are going to win. But what I love about Prize Picks is it gets me invested in each and every game. And I'm going to sit here and probably go with Davante Adams right out of the gate because he's been somewhat quiet since coming to New York. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to make sure he gets in the end zone tonight. So give me Adams. And then speaking of Rodgers, look, you can search for players. Oh, hey, it helps if you spell it right. So there's a bunch of different stats connected to Aaron Rodgers that you can look at. Do you think he's going to throw for more or less 236.5 passing yards? I actually think more, but I don't want to play with that one tonight. Do you think he's going to throw it more than 33.5 times? I actually do. I'm going to give him more on that one. And then you got to get a couple guys from the Texans. So you can search the Texans team. There you go. And you got all sorts of possibilities, guys on the Texans. All sorts of different more or less than stats that you can choose from. And you don't have to do it through that. You can do it through the stats themselves. So if you want receiving targets, pass attempts, etc. But I'm going to go back to the Texans. There we go. And I'm really tempted to go CJ Stroud doesn't throw a pick. I know the Jets have a lot of talent on the back end, but for all the frustrations that Stroud has kind of gone through with the games against the Packers and the Vikings, he has been very good with the ball. He's been very smart with the ball. And I think that's probably going to continue tonight. So I'm going there. And then finally, Joe Mixon is just out of his mind since coming back. He's so talented. I know the Jets have been up and down when it comes to defending the run. I think he gets way over 84.5 rushing yards. So there's my lineup right here. I'm going to submit that bad boy. And then you can obviously mix and match as much as you want. You can do two players, four players, really do whatever you want as far as your lineup goes. But just make sure you get it in before kickoff tonight. Send it to me, either Twitter, Instagram, email aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Show me your lineups. Get on board. Use code CHTV. Like I said, as you can see, it's a lot of fun, and it's super easy. Super easy. Use code CHTV. Link in the description of this video. Do it, people. What's up, everybody, in the comments section? People mixing it up already. We got Skits Craven. What a handle. Thanks for the super chat. Reporter, happy Halloween. Matt, he was limited. Yeah, Matt has found his groove when it comes to saying as little as possible during these press briefings. No question about it. You know he's not going to give up anything. He wants to keep the Lions and any other opponents in the dark as long as possible. I don't blame him. Joe, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is Willis better if Love can't go under center? Possibly. Although I think it's pretty tempting to want Love out there going against a defense that is ranked, it's purely numbers, at like 27th against the pass. I mean, I understand Malik Willis is really balling out and there's a mode of working there that we've talked about. I talked about it yesterday. You want to run the ball, take smart shots off play action. Malik Willis certainly fits that bill. But if you're able to throw it around the yard and put up a bunch of points against a team that's going to score a bunch of points, I wouldn't be surprised if they said, you know what, even if Jordan can't go under center, he in his arm give us the best shot. Now, I'm not certain I agree with that, but I could see that being their thinking. Luke Carnes, how are you, man? Happy Halloween, Nags. Cheers. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate you. Happy Halloween to everyone out there. Going to be giving out candy tonight. Very exciting. Got a bunch of kids prowling the neighborhood already. So good times. Hope everyone's having a fun, safe Halloween throughout this evening. Driving Crooner, Halloween, the 1978 version, or The Exorcist? For myself, I got to go with The Exorcist, but I understand why someone would choose Halloween. Both completely classic epic films. Can't go wrong is really the answer there. Brianna, how are you? Thanks for checking out the stream. Emmanuel Wilson and Jacobs going to need to have big games. Absolutely. And don't forget Chris Brooks. I mean, he's played well and played more than Wilson these last couple of this past week in particular. And the big spot that he has really shown up in is pass protection. So They clearly trust him in that regard, and he has run really hard. So no matter who is out there as far as, you know, offset to the quarterback side or in back of the quarterback, whoever's asked and tasked with gaining yards on the ground or protecting in pass pro or going out for screen passes, they have got to be a sound in taking care of the football more than anything else. You cannot give this team extra chances. But yes, you're going to have to gain yards after contact. You're going to have to try and stay ahead of the sticks as much as possible. It's a big, big test, big, big game for them, no doubt. Grant B, thanks for the super chat. Man, 30 years since that Halloween night in Chicago, that the game that flipped the rivalry with the Bears. I was there, Grant. I was a young student at DePaul University, and it was a monsoon that evening, and it was absolute heaven. That was a great night. I'll never forget it. And you're right. That was kind of the fulcrum upon which the pendulum swung as far as the Packers taking over the all-time rivalry. Kraftmai, how are you? Hey, Nags, can we please have Love out there running a Malik game plan this week? Lions were gashed for 160 last week, and we have rain in the forecast. Run the damn ball. That's the hope, right? And the fact, like I said at the top here, that Jordan was out there at practice today in a downpour would suggest that they're not too worried about that groin in those conditions. So here's hoping, man. I really do hope we see exactly what you're talking about and we see a healthy dose of Josh Jacobs and the other guys sprinkled in. But, man, give me Josh Jacobs getting the ball 20 to 25 times on the ground and then throw in whatever else you want through the air. But, yes, this is a game where get off the bus running the ball. I'm with you. I said it yesterday. I'll say it all week. 1,000%. I am in on that idea. Brianna, thanks again. Do you think Williams and or Jair will go on Sunday? Tomorrow's the big kind of tell there, right? If neither one of them gets out there for practice tomorrow, I doubt either one goes. I do know, as I reported on Monday, Evan Williams had a chance to go on Sunday. Now, I do think he's got to practice on Friday. And if he doesn't, then he's probably not going to play. But if either one of them are out there tomorrow for practice, decent shot that they go. But that until we get there, I can't really say. Mimsy, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Manifesting the annual Watson breakout. I like where your head's at. I mean, he got involved quite a bit last week. It just no big, huge plays or anything like that, but he was involved. Certainly targeted, caught everything thrown to him out there in front of Jacobs on that long touchdown run, blocking downfield. The guy's a consummate pro. Here's hoping, yes, that he is able to take advantage of that Lions secondary much the same way he did in Detroit last Thanksgiving. Matthew Clark, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hope things are well across the pond. I think this safety group is the best overall group we've had in decades. Butler and Robinson were fantastic. Collins and others were likewise, but I love what we have now. Matthew, here's the funny part is like, I think you read that and you think, oh, come on, that's like a bit of a stretch, right? But it's not. I agree with you. I think the talent and the upside, the promise and potential is undeniable. Now, they've got to keep doing it. They haven't arrived in any way, shape, or form. Look no further than Javon Bullard's game last week. I mean, that was hard to watch at times, right? But there's zero doubt the promise is there, and you love the ability, their ability not only to play within this scheme, but to play together and play complementary ball within the scheme. And really, just their ability to get sideline to sideline, really not normally being out of position, almost always making the tackle that's placed in front of them, never overrunning things. Yeah, there's a lot to like here. And obviously the ball skills with McKinney is just absurd. Lions play a lot of 12 personnel, should be playing a good amount of base. Let's see those linebackers get nasty like the weather. I hear you, Brian, and I think they'll probably be leaning into it even more because of the weather and because of the Jameson Williams suspension. I got to think you're going to see even more of it in Lambeau on Sunday. And I agree with you, man. I'm excited to see Quay Walker back out there, and I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I am excited to see him back paired with Cooper for hopefully a lot of this game. Now, I do think you'll see Wilson out there quite a bit as well, and McDuffie probably sprinkled in throughout, but yes, I think these guys are going to have to be sideline to sideline, and they're going to have their hands full with this running back tandem that the Lions are bringing to town. No question. Joe says, we haven't even seen Oladapo yet. Yeah, that's what's crazy. He had a really good summer, too, once he got, you know, cleared from the injury and got out there in preseason. He was playing well, but he's been mostly a healthy scratch for much of this season, which is unfortunate because I do think he could help them on special teams. But so far, you know, just haven't had the need for him to be up. Thoughts on Packers picking up Jamin Davis? Preston, I think this is a perfect example of them looking at a guy who has a lot of athletic upside, probably someone they liked in the draft, though I haven't heard anyone ask coach that yet. No, that's not true. I think, did he get masked on Monday? I think, but I got to imagine this is someone they've tracked. And I know it didn't work out there in Washington, but if there's a team that has shown they can take another team's cast off, whether it's Rasul Douglas or Malik Willis, and put them in their program and in their scheme with their coaching and have some upside that maybe is unrealized in other places, it's the Green Bay Packers, right? So I know, I think I saw a report, someone reported they plan to play him at inside backer. So maybe they start getting his feet wet right away this week against a tough Lions team. But, you know, I do think more than anything, it's improving your depth. Again, a guy you liked in the draft, a lot of high athletic upside. There's a reason he was taken in the first round, you know. But I don't think he's going to come in and light it up anytime soon, although that would be awesome, kind of Rasul Douglas-esque, right? I don't think that's the plan, but I do think, you know, there's a chance they make a player out of him, which would be great. Matthew, thanks again, man. Nags, we also have all four safeties for the long term. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, as long term as you can be in the NFL, right, which is essentially like 3 years, you know, until you start having to pick who to pay. But yes, it is very nice. How about Tyron Hopper? Has he been playing injured? Yeah, no, he hasn't really seen the field, which is unfortunate because I thought he played extremely well at the mic during training camp and those preseason games. But, you know, right now that's being held down by Quay and Wilson, and I don't see him getting onto the field unless there are some injuries. But we'll see. Oladapo up this week if Williams is out? I would suspect that would be the case. Now, I don't think he'd take his place, so to speak, in the rotation, but I do think he'd be up and part of the 46-man game day roster and probably contribute on special teams, would be the guess. What else we got? People need to pump the brakes on how good they think the Lions are. The Packers can and will win. Nathan Chalmers from the top rope. I mean, they're playing extremely well. There's nothing wrong with saying that the Lions are playing really good football. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but they're a really good team. And I understand you're probably sick of hearing about it, but hey, man, they have done some really impressive stuff throughout this season. They have been a hell of a lot more efficient and consistent than the Green Bay Packers. I'll tell you that. This is a great way to put it. Robin Damalzo. Sorry, I don't know how to say your handle, but why do I pine for Brenton Cox? It's the use of the word pine that I enjoy there. Because you probably saw some promise over these last two summers in particular where, you know, he's shown the game doesn't look too big for him. He certainly has shown a little bit of pass rush ability, which you would think they could use at this point since they got a bunch of guys up front who can't get home. But I do think that's another case where him and Mosby both, I don't think we'll see them on the field or up much of at all until, unless there are injuries. When I say until, because there always are. That's the NFL. Matthew, thanks again, man. What's happening with Lloyd at running back, Nags? Nothing at the moment. He is now 4 weeks past, you know, they're past the 4 week window where he was mandated to be on IR. But they can bring him back or open his 21-day practice window at any time now. That doesn't automatically mean, you know, they do that because, you know, he's got to recover from the injuries. And we don't know where he is in that process on the outside looking in. Only they have the medical information. So they obviously have brought back Jonathan Ford. That was their first. They can do it 7 more times as far as bringing guys back off of IR. Once you bring him and when you practice him, you have 21 days to make the determination of whether you put him on your 53-man roster or shut him down for the season. So we'll see. Like I said, they got seven more. Actually, nine more if you count postseason, because you can do up to 10 on the year with the postseason. So hopefully Lloyd is available down the stretch at some point this season. But so far, there's been no indication that he's ready to roll anytime soon. Chuck, Kenny Clark seems to have a chronic problem with a toe. A reason for his pressure stats? Possibly. Unfortunately, probably Kenny's the only one who can answer that, but it is something that has popped up from time to time. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's interesting with Kenny because there are certainly games where he doesn't really fill up the stat sheet, so to speak, but you turn on the tape and you see he's doing really good work. I think that was partly the case last week against Jacksonville. He certainly was active as hell the week before that against the Texans, and I thought he had a good game against the Cardinals. So it's not like he's had a terrible stretch here, but certainly as far as winning some one-on-ones and creating some havoc and pressuring the quarterback, you'd like to see a little bit more. Maybe the toe is bothering him to the point where it is affecting his ability to get off and make that happen, you know? Brianna, I like it. Trade Smith for anything. I'll take his numbers off the cap and no compensation in return just to see his snaps go to someone else who is athletically able to run fast. I mean, I made the joke the other day, and every joke has a bit of truth in it, right? Like, I'm fine with Lucas Van Ness getting all those snaps because at least with Lucas Van Ness, he's learning and growing and developing, but it's not like you're going to lose a ton of production because right now Preston is giving you absolutely nothing. And I know he plays the run hard, no doubt about it, and he certainly sets the edge, and commend him for it. But, man, right now he has been the invisible man. Now, maybe that starts changing this Sunday in Lambeau on a slow track, you know, inclement weather. Maybe the crowd's loud. They can't get the snap off in time, or he can jump the snap count. Maybe he can make something happen. But, yeah, right now, whew, baby, it ain't pretty. It has not been good. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. It will be a nice change to have this game won midway through the fourth quarter. What's that line that C-3PO says in Return of the Jedi? I wish I had your confidence. Simitovich, what's up, man? Greetings from Rome. If no 10, how run heavy are we? Very run heavy. I don't think it'll be quite the Colts game in that regard, but I think it'll be close. I think it'll be very similar. Mr. Mikey, Nags, you're a solo performer on Sunday's watch party? I am. I'm curious how you know that. Did Corey tweet something? But yes, I'm going to be flying solo on Sunday. So please join me because I'm going to need all the company I can get. But yes, I'll be holding down the fort by myself Sunday for the Cheesehead TV watch party. Hope you'll join us more than anything because I hope you will contribute to everything we do for the Pro Football Retired Players Association. Sunday's live stream will be the first one for the month of November where all our proceeds go to the RFRPA. Do it, folks. Join me. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully, watch a Packers win. Good times. Good times all around. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.